At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We have something nice for Steelers fans. Have you read that story?
I was originally appalled by the story. Or just it kind of...
You were appalled?
It kind of just left a... Kind of got the...
You got the willies?
Yeah.
Willie Nelson also still alive. You want to read that to everybody here?
Yes. Let's see here. I was going to do a Dateline, but I don't have the city.
This is a nice thing.
Anyway, widow has late husband's tattoo cut from his corpse, framed as a cool tribute. It does so much more than a picture, says Angelica Redovinsky.
That's funny. Because I went and found Angelica's Instagram. So here she is.
Yeah, we really had my husband's tattoo preserved. And no, my son and I don't think it's weird at all. Let me tell you how we had it done. When my husband passed away, unexpectedly, I knew that this is something that we were going to do because we had talked about it. So with his consent, when I was at the funeral home making all the arrangements, for those of you, unfortunately, that have gone through this process, it's everything from how you want the chairs to what kind of flowers do you want, all of that stuff, right? And I said, I want to preserve my husband's tattoo. Naturally, they thought I was crazy. They were very nice, but it was very unheard of, and they were not familiar with it. They weren't sure how we were going to do that.
Audio courtesy Angelica's Instagram account. It is a Steelers helmet tattoo. There's a photo here with the woman, and I assume is her son from the New York Post.
Yes.
The tattoo is framed. It's a very nice piece.
Yeah, the mortician removed the skin, placed it in a preservation kit, mailed it to a company called Save My Ink Forever, which is right here in Northeast Ohio. Yeah.
Wow.
Northfield.
Every 19 minutes.
They cut off a portion of a corpse's skin.
I mean, okay, yeah, that's a fan, man. That's a fan. That's a nice love story.
I did want to hate it. And I did think there was ulterior motives until I watched the videos, because the first thing you find when you get to her Instagram is it says digital creator.
Oh, you thought it might be farce?
No, I didn't think it was a farce. I just think it's like a, hey, he's not here to object, but you know, they apparently had this all thought of ahead of time. Now, if you go on her account, there's videos of him, you know, when he was still alive, because this was fairly recent, you know, within the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, big Steelers fan. So they're in West Virginia. But
a lot of Steelers fans in West
Virginia. The one thing that was cool out of it was, you know, once this comes out, people were tagging the Steelers like crazy on social media, and they actually brought them out to camp and all that. So Well, that's her and her son. Nice. The Steelers brought him out and got him jerseys and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. It says in the New York Post, she has since shared her journey of loss and preservation on TikTok. The video about the tattoo has amassed nearly 30 million views. Viewers have been divided. While many express admiration and support, others compared her decision to something out of a horror story, even comparing her to serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay, that's crazy. The man's already passed away.
That's another Ohio one.
The man's already passed away. It's her husband. I don't think it's something, I don't have any tattoos. I don't think it's something Liz would do. I don't know what on me she would preserve.
I have one little area that I got drunkenly in a bar in Thailand. I don't think my wife wants that.
No, not a keepsake forever.
They should burn it and then take it back to Thailand and bury the ashes there, take you back home.
Well, that's how you create some sort of voodoo situation.
But hey, man, that's your guys' journey, not mine. You know, everybody has their own. See, I don't hate Steelers fans. A lot of them hate me.
So, like, imagine if
but
this
that's
was
a nice story. Right,
say the wife isn't into something like this. Could this be a fantasy football championship trophy that gets passed around from year to year?
Do you think that this is something? Say this. You don't have any tattoos, right?
No.
Do you think that this is something that? Because she said he passed away unexpectedly, but that was his wishes.
Yes.
Okay.
They
so
probably always
this is something
about.
They discussed before, and then he passed away unexpectedly. Yeah. Sadly. So do you think that Sarah would do something like this for you?
No, she would be horrified.
He was also very tatted up. I think she said he had 70
tattoos.
Oh,
yeah, you could see. So, you could see this guy was really into it. I could just see somebody using this this type of story as motivation. Clearly, it's a flourishing company here in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. Looks like a father-son, the Sherwoods. Shout out to them if they want to. If anybody contacts them, I'd love to hear more about this. I'd love to know how many of these they are doing. But then imagine
it has to be going on for a long time.
Yeah, imagine how you could get carried away with this. Like, what other keepsakes from your loved one's body would you like to take with you wherever you go or have in the house? I mean, you could get pretty damn morbid with this.
Can you, or is it because people keep their kids' hair?
Like, imagine,
can't you do that for a spouse?
I couldn't do it.
Teeth
necklace.
What else, Ken? What other features of your loved one would you want to preserve?
Yeah, I mean, if she wanted to keep mine that badly, it's not much to it's not much to put as a trophy. But if she would like to, that's fine by me. I have no choice in
right
the matter.
There. Hang on the mantle.
There you go.
By your Emmys. Well, here's my husband's life story.
Here you be.
Here's what got us into this mess to begin with.
There it is. And she would go, listen, the death process, and maybe rigor mortis would set in. I don't know.
It fluctuates.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Well, it's not what Lizzie and I would do, and I don't think it's what Sarah Ono and you would do, or your wife and you would do, Owen, but you know what?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We ain't in their relationship, so God bless them. That's a for them. That's nice. For
maybe there's
again,
a special mole that you'd want to keep.
You Steeler fans all think I hate you. I don't hate you. Some of you hate me, but I don't hate you.
Oh my God, like a yo-yo?
Daryl Ryder coming up at 8:22 this morning. Daryl Ryder coming up at 8:22 this morning. Okay, would you ease up there, Ed Gein?
You're having to walk the dog right now with your dad's ear.
Can we just move on now to the Michigan thing, please?
You have wrestling kids. It'd be cauliflower ear.
Coming in hot at 9:43. Move on. Move on. We have Sirius Browns at 8:22. The Michigan saga. It seems today that the allegations and all the investigation and everything is finally going to come to an end, that the NCAA is finally going to come out with their punishment for the University of Michigan for sign stealing. What do you think it's going to be today?
Well, the rumors were that it's just going to be like the biggest fine in NCAA history. Who cares? I mean, I have never...
$8 million, I think, is the record in the NCAA for a fine. That was Tennessee.
And what are their boosters paying their quarterback this year at Michigan?
A whole lot of money.
In desperation after Ohio State won the national championship. Yeah. What are they paying this dude? So, in the end, I never thought that they were going to get some postseason ban. Not in this era of the NCAA. If this were 15 years ago, yeah. I think we already would have gotten it. I think the NCAA has no interest in doing this. I think they would argue, hey, your coach is already gone. And that was your magical formula for winning. You had one of the best college football coaches, you know, at that time.
Okay.
As much as we made fun of Harbaugh, by the end, he was
a weirdo, but
you know,
yeah.
After the other guys left, he was one of the best that were still going. Mm-hmm. And they already had suspended him during the season, which was a huge hit. We forget how monumental it was that he missed.
Remember, how bizarre it was? He got off the plane and they're like, you got to go.
In Happy Valley.
Right there on the tarmac.
Yeah. In the hotel. Yeah.
And then the Michigan game, the Ohio State game. He missed those games. That was monumental and they still won. And so because of that, I think that was the end of it as far as the NCAA came. And, you know, maybe who's their head coach now? Sherrod Moore. Maybe he gets a suspension. Connor Stallions will never be allowed to coach again in the NCAA, whatever. We had Dan Wetzel on yesterday. Wetzel's like, if I were an NFL team, 100% would hire Connor Stallions tomorrow.
Dan said that?
Yes. For him to be able to do what he did on no budget.
Would Connor be willing to do it, though? Because I saw the Netflix thing. He clearly loves Michigan to a psychotic level that he was willing to do that. And fine on you, pal. But is he willing to do that? Is he willing to be a mercenary for an NFL football team?
Man, you'd think Bill Belichick would love to have that guy working for him.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking, Kenny? Well,
bring him on in.
Bring him in? Yeah.
Bring him on in.
That would not be something I would show any kind of moral outrage.
Oh, really? That's where you're drawing your line now, huh?
You know what? All along the Connor Stallions thing, this is where I parted ways with a lot of the bloggers and a lot of the radio people down in Columbus. I never thought that this was the biggest deal in the world. I thought they clearly were cheating. It was dealt with in a minor capacity at the time. Harbaugh did get suspended. I never believed Harbaugh that he didn't know anything about this. That was ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how anybody could believe that. Does our boss even believe that?
No.
Keith, come on.
There's no way he could.
They knew. They all knew.
You can call in at any time. We have a guest coming up at 8:20, but I don't know if he wants to call in now. But
And they took it to an unreal spot, just like the Houston Astros did, right? Sign stealing's always been a part of sports. The Astros, they took it to a ridiculous level. And, you know, public opinion, they have to pay the price, but the World Series is still the World Series for them. So no, they're not taking away the championship. They're not getting a postseason ban. And I'm one of the rare Ohio State fans that's like, fine. They have to deal with the humiliation. Every time that national championship is brought up, no matter who you are, if you're not a Michigan fan anywhere outside of Ann Arbor or wherever, you will bring up the cheating. Mm-hmm. And that's their punishment. And that's a pretty significant punishment.
Now, because it's a college football playoff, which is outside of the NCAA. Yeah. Like we've all said, like the NCAA basically anymore, they know how to throw a tournament really well, and that's about it.
Could there be a Big Ten ban? A Big Ten championship ban?
Well, like, could there be like you got to take down banners or put away trophies or anything? Which is the dumbest possible
thing,
punishment, the silliest thing I've ever heard of in my life,
Ohio
but they still
State,
do it.
We have been put through that with Jim O'Brien's basketball team, with Jim Tressel and his football team.
Is there any possibility they would do that? Because I would not condone it because I think it's just dumb.
Yeah.
The championship is won. It is what it is.
I think they keep it.
Okay. Because it's toothless. It was toothless then, even when the NCAA had power, and it's certainly silly now. But money's money. But depending on how, the only thing I'll say about this, the only real comeuppance they might have, you know, depending on the amount of money that people are paying for this, and depending on what type of season Michigan turns in, I know they're in the top. They're in the top 25. I think they're starting 14th in the season in the AP preseason poll, which I know that it doesn't mean nothing. But if they go out there and they struggle this year, and maybe they struggle next year, does the temperature change on Jim Harbaugh with the University of Michigan with their fan base? Because you didn't really, you left them, and if you don't do very well,
oh, you mean
it
like
kind of feels like you left them high and dry. Yeah. Like Jim Tressel did not leave Ohio. I know there was the Luke Fickell interim year, but obviously they went on
small price to pay
Urban Meyer and Ryan Day and all that stuff. So we look at Jim Tressel in a completely different light. If they had had that success, and then all of a sudden Ohio State was pulling in 7-5 seasons, I think the thoughts towards Jim Tressel from Ohio State fans would probably be a little bit different.
Kenny, we are on the brink of potentially
high and dry. Got fired, but still,
we are on the brink of potentially electing him as governor in our state. If you want to know how people feel about Jim Tressel,
you have turned this thing into meet the press this morning. We had Ron DeSantis cowboy boots mentions now, and then all this coming in hot 9:43.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.